USA News. I'm Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are waking up freezing today as another Arctic blast is in the eastern half of the country. Wind chill alerts stretch from Montana to Florida with freeze warnings in effect across the South and Gulf Coast. Folks in the Great Lakes and Northeast are also cleaning up after lake effect snow. Overall, nearly 60 weather deaths have been reported across the United States in the last week. Forecasters say highs in the eastern part of the country should start creeping back above average starting on Tuesday. President Biden is continuing to blame Congress and not his policies regarding the ongoing border crisis. During an annual winter conference for U.S. mayors at the White House, the administration faces pressure to send more federal resources.
Over and over, I've asked for resources to step up action at the border. In October, I asked Congress to fund for funding that would add another 22,000 additional border agents and officers, hundreds of new immigration judges to make the judgments on the spot, a new detection equipment to stop fentanyl from coming into the country.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is under investigation. Now, she's the lead prosecutor in the case against former President Donald Trump in Georgia. New revelations link Willis and her special prosecutor Nathan Wade as lovers. The lawyer for Wade's estranged wife show credit card purchases for Wade and Willis. There are plane tickets to Miami for the two of them in October of 2022, flights to San Francisco in their name in April 2023. As far as what this all means,
if these allegations are true, could lead to a whole host of things that the DA doesn't want to happen. She could be removed from the case. She could be held to have a conflict of interest. The case could potentially be dismissed.
Criminal defense attorney Philip Holloway. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The New Hampshire primary is days away, so candidates are pushing for last-minute votes. While President Biden is not even on the ballot, Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips from Minnesota shares why he thinks he should win and why he got into the election on Fox News.
70% of our country does not want a Biden-Trump rematch. So why are not more Democrats running for president? That's why I'm here.
President Biden is facing historically low approval numbers. This as Republican candidate Nikki Haley shares her thoughts on why she believes she's a stronger candidate than former President Donald Trump.
It's not about liking Donald Trump or not. It's about the fact that we can't afford to not win in November. We can't afford to get this wrong. And when you look at those polls, I win every single swing state. Donald Trump does not. We can't have a President Kamala Harris.
Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filing a lawsuit in Delaware last week alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking charged lemonade. Two previous lawsuits blamed the lemonade for the deaths of a Florida man and a college student. And President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. He remains at his beach house in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.